You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection.
Everyone, and I'm so glad that you're here and I'm excited about today's topic. So let's just jump right in, and I don't want to waste any time because today is kind of a juicy topic and it's one that comes with a little bit of controversy. But you know what? I'm always out for a good conversation because I'm open to, you know, all forms of thinking. Today, the part that I share with you is what I have discovered over many, many years of working with the spirit world, working with people and helping them discover their true selves, step into the energetic world and really learn to be in that world, be in that space and not be afraid of it. So today's topic is all about, is psychic protection needed or is it necessary? You know, do we have to use it? Is it part of, should it be part of our everyday practice? Interesting topic, right? Like, where do we go with all of this? Where do you stand on this? Well, I'm hoping today that as I talk about this for you, that it maybe will give you a different insight on it. And you know, as a healer, I really, really, really believe 100% in stepping out of fear. And that has kind of been the one thing that has fueled me along the way, really learning to embrace that fear and question it and, you know, get curious about it. Why do we get afraid? Why are we scared? You know, what's going on? And this topic is really, for me, something that I have truly had to learn to embrace my fears and face it and question it. And by doing that, it has changed my opinion on this whole topic. But let's start back in the beginning. And, you know, we'll talk about all of that. But let's kind of go back to the beginning of, you know, this protection of self against the elements of the unknown. You know, this kind of dates back to, you know, early times of witches and healers and, you know, this really fear-based dogma of needing to be afraid of spirit, needing to be afraid of the energy of the things that we don't understand. And for me, this is one thing that I've discovered with anything. When we talk about fear with anything, really, when we have these fears, it's because we don't understand. And it's not something that we can necessarily explain away. And so we shield ourselves, we protect ourselves kind of against that in hopes of maybe staying away from it or, you know, not getting involved in that. It definitely is an interesting concept for sure. This concept that one must protect their energy from the unknown forces that may lurk around, you know, and we see this a lot in religious beliefs too, as well. You know, I know when I started coming, you know, out of the closet, so to speak, there was a lot of people in the religious world who, you know, were telling me that what I was doing was evil, that connecting with other people's energy was not right, that the work that I was doing was somehow against God's good graces, which interestingly enough to me, I have discovered really it would, for those who practice in the light, for those who are in it to help and to serve, it is so far from anything that we need to be afraid of. Those thoughts, those fears of the unknown has definitely fueled the fires for this concept of protection, of taking care of oneself. Now, as I'm talking about this, know that there are times in the beginning, especially when we first start opening up to energy, there are times when we need to learn some of the basics. It helps us feel safe in our connection with the spirit world and with learning to understand our energy and how that works for us. So there are times And even in the beginning, I taught people the concept of bubbling up, of protecting their energy, of really, you know, taking care of themselves energetically. Now, for me in the beginning, I had to do that for myself as well. And that's why I brought this up, because I do believe that energy healing, energy world, tapping into energy, connecting with spirit, any of these things that we do that where we're connecting with these different energies, we need to learn about our energy field and the way that we learned or the way that we can tap into that and the way that it works best for us. We need to learn ourselves basically and how it feels for us and what we do with it. And then as we do that, you can start branching out and realizing that you don't need all of those protections in place. You don't need all of those things to help us feel safe anymore. Because once you understand the world, once you understand how energy works, once you understand that vibration matters, it changes. This is a whole game changer in this whole psychic protection thing for me. And my experience in this is it's like a muscle. And the more that you practice really embracing that energetic world, the more healing work that you do on yourself, the more that you embrace these higher vibrations, and you know, you really have nothing to fear in this world. Because as we raise our vibration, only those good vibing energies are going to want to be around you anyway. You know, if we think about the energy of likes, you know, liking the kind of energy, we're attracted to that same type of energy. As we do that in the energy world, we can totally see that we're not going to be, those who are not on our same vibration don't want to be around you anyway. And so it's the same thing for spirit. It's the same thing for everything else in the energetic world. As we raise that vibration, those lower vibrant spirits, those ones that feel heavier, or even the energy around us that feels heavier, does not bother us as much anymore. And so as you grow in your energy practice, and I realized the same thing for me, that as I grew in my practice, as my energy grew, as my energy tolerance level grew, there was no need for this protection at all anymore. Even with the spirit world, even with those in spirit, I've had people tell me, well, we have to test them and know that it's a good spirit. This was always an interesting concept to me because I didn't really understand the whole testing spirit thing. This comes from fear-based practices too, usually from religious beliefs or cultural beliefs, talking about, you know, the different types of spirits. I just had someone messaging me this morning saying, you know, how do I step out of this fear of being afraid of the spirit world and the things that I see and the things that I do? And I told her, you know what, here's the deal. We have to either learn to trust or not. And I have a whole guide team behind me. I have a whole protection team behind me. I can't see them, but I trust them. And I trust that whatever comes my way is for my highest good. Whatever thing that I'm supposed to learn, whatever thing I'm supposed to get from all of this is for my highest good. And when we can trust in that and step out of the fear, to me, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear keeps us small in all areas of our life. Fear keeps us away from healing. Fear keeps us away from connecting with certain people or certain things or doing certain things that you might learn from. And, you know, growing up as a medium, I've been a medium my whole life. I didn't have a name for it until much later in life. I wrote my story all in my book. You can catch that on my website. But in that, I really had to learn so many things, and I didn't learn a lot of those things until later on. I was afraid of spirit in the beginning. I didn't understand it. You know, that's when we're afraid of things, is when we don't understand them and we don't understand the consequences or what we think might be the consequences. We're going off of what other people have told us, what we've heard, what we feel that we have to do in order to feel safe. And I have just found that that is not true, that we do not. In fact, curiosity to me in the energy world, curiosity in what's going on and what you're feeling and what you're doing is a much better way to approach this. You know, exercising that muscle, the more that you do it, the stronger that muscle gets. The more that you do it, the more your vibration raises, the more that you tap into letting go of that fear and just learning to trust. Your muscle, your psychic muscle, this energetic feeling muscle really gets very, very, very strong. And it doesn't, the things around you do not bother you as much. Now let's talk about empaths for a minute, because this applies to me with what I've seen in my practice and what I've done for myself. This applies directly to those that are empathic and feel so many things. You know, early on when I realized why I was feeling the way that I felt, why I had all of this energy that I didn't know what to do with, why I'd walk into a room and suddenly I've got a headache and I'm sick. You know, it was two different things for me. A lot of times it was a spirit world. They were connecting with me. I was wide open and they were just connecting with my energy field. If they were feeling sad, down, excited, whatever it was, because of my not understanding what all of that meant or what it was for me, you know, I took it on as fear. Excitement to them felt like fear to me. It felt like anxiety. It felt like, you know, that something was wrong. And it was just because I wasn't understanding the message. I didn't know what was going on. For me, I went through a development process, which was the best thing that I could have done for myself. I remember asking the spirit world, telling them that, you know what, I want to understand. If you want me to do this work, I need to understand what is going on. And I happened to find some of the most beautiful ladies who are still my friends today. Lillian Serez and Lou Ann Beecher have been some of the best people that ever came into my life, because they taught me not to fear any of it and to embrace all of it. And I'm so grateful for those practices from them, because I have looked around at many other mediumship development programs, and so many of them are fear-based, and they come from this place of not empowering people to tap into the connections that they have. Those connections to me are sacred. Those connections to me are beautiful and blissful and amazing. And they teach, have taught me so much, and my students and the people around me so much, from just by allowing themselves to feel that and to know what that is. You know, I think there's so many things that we're taught to be afraid of that we don't need to be afraid of. It's just because of the unknown. But back to this empath, you know, as an empath, as someone who feels all of the feelings, as you start to exercise that muscle, as you start to, for me, early on, my practice was learning to clear out my energy every single day. Because a lot of times what happens with people who are sensitive to energy, it's like this buildup happens, and they go here and they pick up on that and they keep it, and they go to the grocery store and they pick up on all the hustle and bustle and the anxiety in the grocery store, and everybody's in a hurry and they keep it. And then they head off to Walmart. We'll just keep it going here. And the same thing happens. And you're walking through the doors and the energy field of thousands of people every day. And you, because you were sensitive as an empath, me back then, that's what I did, would carry that energy with me and wonder why I felt so much anxiety inside. You know, I would pick up on everybody's stuff. If someone was sad, if someone was angry, if someone I was carrying, all of that stuff, so much of it wasn't even mine. But the natural healer in me, the natural empath in me, that natural born energy healer in me, was just taking it from everybody and keeping it, because that was my job, right? No, it wasn't, but I didn't know any different back then. I had no idea what was going on. I remember I would get to the point where I would have so much energy going on inside of me that there's a couple points in my life where I was just talking fast. I couldn't slow down. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't doing all the things because I had all this energy that did not have an out. I wasn't giving it a daily out. And to me, this is where learning comes in the energy world. This is where teaching ourselves how to take care of our energy body, because it is different. It does need a little bit of care, not because we're afraid, but it needs care. Just like you get up and take a shower every day, you need to take care of your energy bodies as well. And helping them find ways to release the energy that gets pinned in there that's not even ours, has nothing to do with us, and allowing it a place to go. That's simply what needs to happen. It's not about being afraid. It's not about doing anything. Really, it just comes down to this simple practice every day of releasing energy. So early on, and what I teach my students one way is to do a body scan. Because the thing that I know about energy work is that you need to become very, very aware of what's going on inside your body. If you want to do any type of healing work, if you want to do any type of connection with spirit or helping people do their healing work, you know, even doing your own healing work, you need to learn your body. You need to learn your energy signature, what it feels like to just be in your energy. And you can't do that if you're carrying everyone else's garbage around. So one thing that I do teach my students, and I still teach them this to this day, especially in the beginning. Now, as you get better at it, you don't need to do this anymore because you start doing it naturally. But the thing that you're doing now naturally is picking up on everybody's stuff. And so if you can find a way to spend time with yourself, releasing the energy every day and just setting in your own energy and field and starting to feel what that feels like for you, that's where you can truly start to understand what your energy is like, what these different situations feel like to you. And then you can kind of start picking it apart and realize, is that human energy? Is that spirit energy? Is that my energy? Is that my healing work that I need to do? Or did I just walk into somebody's fight that they just had 5 minutes ago and I can feel that energy in there from them yelling and screaming and carrying on? What is it? You know, we don't know until you start clearing out your energy. So what I have my students do early on is I have them imagine like a tire, like your car tire, and you know, it has the little release valve on it. And so I have them close their eyes and I have them do a body scan and go through their entire system and start at their head and work all their way down to their toes. And any place that they feel pressure, any place that they feel like they're carrying anything, I have them imagine pushing in that little tire release valve, you know, that little tiny stem in there with a pencil or your finger or whatever you can see in your mind's eye. And I have them imagine just letting that energy out of their body. Now, the cool thing about energy work is the intention is good enough. The intention is what you need. So as you set that intention to release that energy will release for you. And you just sit with it with your imaginary finger on this release valve with your eyes closed. Nobody even needs to know what you're doing and let that energy go out of your body. Then you go to the next place and you do it again and the next place until you feel like it's just you in your system. And I love to have people discover that for themselves because most people who are highly sensitive to energy have never done any work like that before, and they have never really been in their own energy field. And now they get to start to discover their own personal energy field, what your energy field feels like, what changes it, what morphs it, you know, what needs to happen, because you can't do that until you're in this clear space. So to me, this isn't about protecting it. It's just letting go of the energies. There's no energy that I believe. I have been doing this work a long time. I have never been smacked by a spirit. I have never been hurt by any spirits. I have never felt, and I shouldn't, now that I understand, I have never felt afraid in the spirit world. Now that I understand what was going on and that it has been explained to me, you know, if you think about spirit energy, and if you have passed away and you have a message to get to your loved ones and you realize that someone can hear you, would you not be so excited and probably a little full of anxiety that maybe now you can get your message across? Whether or not they're open to help you or not is not the question. It's like, I wonder if I can get their attention. I wonder if I can get them, talk to them, have them help me get my message. You know, it's different for them. Spirit world goes through a lot too. Spirit, when they pass away, they have to learn to communicate in a different way again. It comes back to them because they've been there before, but it takes a minute. And they get excited when people in the physical world can connect with them. They get super excited. And they love that. And why wouldn't they? You know, if you think about, especially if one of your family members, you realize, oh my gosh, they can hear me. They saw me. Did you just see that? They saw us. Why would you not get so excited about that? But sometimes we mistake that excitement for heaviness, for anxiety, because it's our stuff that gets caught in the way. It's how we translate that information that usually is where it gets us all hung up. And yes, there were times before I understood this that I was scared. My own brother scared the holy living shit out of me. He was so frustrated with me from years and years and years of trying to connect with me that I literally was, he scared me. But after I realized, after I got the understanding, after I knew what was going on, it all made sense to me. And I realized, oh my gosh, I was the one that wasn't listening. I was the one that wasn't paying attention. I was the one, I was seeing it and hearing it. I just didn't get it. I didn't know what it meant for me. And it simply was my brother trying to connect with me to let me know that he was still here and that he was here to support me. He loved me. He wanted me to be happy. He wanted me to let go and all those things. And when I realized that, it was a game changer for me. It was a total game changer. But we have to get to the point where we understand ourselves and that we're willing to understand and get curious about the energy around us. The same with being an empath. If you're someone who's sensitive to that, you need to let the energy go out of your body and then really start paying attention to what gets you going. How do you feel in certain situations? What's your hang up? If we can get curious about it and let go of the fear, nothing is going to hurt you. There is nothing that is going to hurt you. You know, I still laugh. I've actually had people call me and say, my dead grandma smacked me last night. And I just kind of, okay, I've spent a lot of time with the spirit world. And I don't tell people, well, I don't think she did. The question I ask is, how would that happen? Because grandma doesn't have hands anymore. Now, there is the possibility that spirit can connect with your energy and give you the feeling of possibly feeling like you were being smacked. Maybe you need smacked around. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But there is that possibility because they do work with our energy system. They work with that system to help us feel sensations. But as far as spirits physically hurting us, there is no possible way that that is going to happen. And I like to remind people, you know, we're kind of going back and forth here from, you know, human energy to spirit energy. But I like to remind people that, you know, really the fear that comes has been born and bred out of decades and decades of fear-based around, usually religious beliefs, fear-based religious beliefs around the spirit world and what it does. Most spirits, and I mean a high percentage of spirit, they're just like people here on this earth. They are just out there doing their thing, living their life, you know, trying to connect, trying to get their message across, and just really down to earth, really good people. It doesn't mean that everybody's on the same vibration. It doesn't mean that everybody's doing the high vibe and versus the low vibe in life. You know, I've done, and it's not the spirit can't change, but you know, when people cross over, there is not this coming to Jesus moment. When people leave here, they take their belief systems with them. They take their thought processes with them. They take their beliefs about themselves with them. You know, if they were into church and religion and don't believe that you can connect with people on the other side, they take that with them too. They take their worthiness with them. They take the memories that they had here with them, the things that happened to them. And whatever that is, when they cross over, they feel they're different now because they're in spirit energy, not the human dense body form energy, but they still have those tendencies to go with them. And so there's that. And so when we feel that heaviness of spirit, I've had people tell me, well, they didn't want to be dead. That's probably true early on, but as they come to the understanding that it was their time to go, that this is where they need to be, as they settle into their new life, that changes as well. They have a crossing over period too. They have an adjustment period just like everyone else does. And if we're, that's usually a time when they try and connect with us because they're trying to keep that human connection alive. And so sometimes we feel that unsettled energy. We feel that scattered energy. It's just them adjusting to their new surroundings as well. It takes time for some of them to come to grips with their time is over here in the physical world. That body, it's time for it to go to the grave. and they're moving on to the next portion. You know, there's so many things to understand about all this, but the main thing that I want to talk about here is that I just don't believe that psychic protection is needed as we learn to adapt and learn to adjust and learn to take care of our energy field in an honoring way where we feel like we can learn and connect and adapt to those around us. This is where psychic protection is just no longer needed anymore. And I believe this, I've seen it. I practice this in my own life every single day. I clear out my energy every single day. I work with my energy every single day. I work with other people in their energy every single day, clearing out their energy from my body every single day. And as I have done that, it has taken away that need to be in fear. I have educated myself. I've spent lots of time working with spirit, working with empaths, working with my own energy, working with the energy world. And I have never found anything that I need to be afraid of. And it was a very refreshing concept to me when I discovered that. And I discovered that I could just get really, really curious with what was going on around me and start asking, what do I need to know? What do I need to understand? What do I need to embrace in this situation? Because I don't want to bring fear in anything that I do. I do not live in fear. I do not believe that we need to live in fear. I don't believe we came here to fear the world that we lived in, that we live in every day. The energy around us, there is nothing to fear. And especially as we are doing our healing work, as I am doing my healing work, as I am embracing those higher vibration realms, there is no one on the lower vibration realm that's going to want to be in my energy because they would hate it. They would not feel comfortable there. And we do that by just releasing these low vibing, releasing anger from our body, really tapping into those higher connections, really learning to connect with your guides, connect with those who are here to help you and support you. I have a whole team, and so do you. And when we can learn to trust in that team, trust in the world around us, trust and know you are in a safe place. And if you don't believe that in your heart of heart, then it's time for you to start doing some work too. And to come to that place where you can understand that, you know what, we do live in a safe world. I don't care what the media is showing you. I don't care what your religion is showing you. I don't care what all these things are telling you. If you don't believe whatever it is that you need to believe into your heart, you're not going to be able to step in it with curiosity. You're going to allow all these other things to get in the way and prevent you from really learning and discovering what energy world is really all about, because it really is a beautiful, freaking amazing place. And I would not choose to be anywhere else. I've spent a lot of years doing this work, and I would never choose to be anywhere else. This is where I want to be. This is what feels empowering to me. And those empowering thoughts and empowering ourselves to greatness is the mission that I have and the work that I do here every single day. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I know I've kind of went back and forth with, you know, human energy versus spirit energy. It kind of all wraps up in a nutshell. Really, it does. And it comes down to you getting curious, you discovering more about yourself, and in turn, being able to really embrace this world around you, because it's a beautiful, glorious place to be. And I believe with the energy world and being able to tap into that energy world, it makes this place an even more glorious place to be. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Thank you for tuning in today. I would love to hear your comments. You know, you can email me, let me know what your thoughts are on it. If you've got questions, I have classes. I have so many things that you can do to help empower yourself to really live a more empowering, beautiful, amazing life. Because that's what this is all about. The more we can learn, the more we can grow, the more we can really grow into our energy filled energy selves, because you're energy first before you were ever a human. I don't know how to break it to you, but you were energy source first. And if we can learn to really tap into that in this human existence, you've won. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself. So I hope this has been helpful. Enjoy your day. Share this with someone who might need help. Check out my website. I have a ton of classes that can help you really learn how to get real with your energy, tap into your energy fields, learn how to clear it out every day, and really live your best amazing life. So I thank you for being here and have a fabulous day. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at GinaStroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.